Blog Talk Radio.
Monday here in the beautiful city of Las Vegas. I'm hoping that each one of you guys are having a great time, that a lot of you guys have gotten your tryouts on and happening and putting your team together, because the new year is right around the corner. I'm glad to have you guys here. If you want to ask any questions or you have any concerns, you can always reach me at womenstacklefootballgroup.ning.com. I am on live over on the Ning board. Also, you can hit me at lasvegasshowgirls@yahoo.com and drop me a line there. You can also call in. What is it? 347-826-7278. Once again, 347-826-7278. Yes, yes, y'all. We about to rock the show, y'all, because I'm coming to you from the beautiful city of Las Vegas. Did I say that already? Yes, I did. But, yeah, I might sound a little refreshed, recharged. Went out and did a few things this weekend. I definitely will let you know about that. But, yeah, my super-duper producer, BJ, told me, make sure you press 1 and pound if you want to talk. Again, press 1 and pound if you want to talk, and we rocking and rolling. Let's see. Let's go ahead and start this thing off and give a little props to our sponsors for the evening. We got Rogers Athletic Company, the official athletic equipment for the Women's Football Camp and Conference, where the good get better. We got Adidas, My Adidas, Your Adidas. We Adidas, we all should be rocking Adidas. And Enterprise Rent a Car. Why pick Enterprise? Because they will pick you up. And like I said, I got a nice show for us tonight. Again, I've quarter number one is going to be about time off, time away from football, re-energizing, charging up the battery. Quarter number two, I will talk about an issue, and it ain't really an issue. It's a nice topic of discussion on the Ning board regarding a post that I put up there. What is it? Let me go back. Here we go. Black/African-American-owned teams. I was pretty surprised by some of the responses that I got there. So we'll go over that for quarter number two. Quarter number three will be the camp and conference, and then quarter number four will be open to the pub. to call in, express yourself. Again, you can express yourself anytime you want because, you know, that's just how we do it here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee. All right, let's go ahead and get this party started. Get it started like we always do with the sound effect of a football being kicked. And it's a deep, deep, deep kick. Why is it deep? Because what we talk about here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee, when is football the good, the bad, and the ugly. I do see more people pumping themselves into the women's tackle football group on the Ning board. I want to say hello to everybody out there. BJ, Foo, Lauren, Mac, Mike, Samantha, and Randall. What's up, what's up, what's up? Let's go ahead and start quarter number one. Right on time. You see that? All right, go ahead. Don't worry about it. Yeah, it's quarter number one. And
don't worry about it.
Let's talk about recharge and refreshing the body. For those that are involved in football, it got to be some time of the year that you need to refresh yourself, and take off, and relax. And I just actually had that this weekend. I went ahead and went down to the old famous Walt Disney place out in sunny California, Anaheim, that is, to refresh the body, you know, to get with the family, to think outside of just football, you know. And that's something that we all have to do. You definitely got to take some time. And if you're a family man or family woman, you got to put that time in. And even though my calves are hurting, I probably walked about 80 miles this weekend and rode about 40, 50 different elevators and roller coasters. But I had fun. And just spending time with the family was great. I tried so hard not to think about football, and my kids just had me running all over the place. But you definitely got to get out there and recharge the body, recharge the mind, and get away from football. You know, some people say, well, I can't, I got to work out, I got to do this. You have to, or you're going to go nuts. You're going to burn out. You know, I might take a weekend here and there. You know, I spread mine out. I don't go 2, 3, 4 a month away from football. But I do try to take at least one weekend a month during the off season to just concentrate on what I want to concentrate on and not about football, and even sometimes 2 times a month. But we all have to be able to recharge the battery, and it's just healthy for you to do that, you know. And I drove in from L.A. this morning, you know, while the kids and the wife was asleep. All of a sudden, football just got back on my mind. So I hit the 15 freeway. You know, I'm thinking about who I'm going to move at this position, who I'm going to move at that position, what type of offense, what kind of adjustment, coming up with plays. I mean, I was biting my fingernails all the way home because I'm thinking. That's just my thinking cap. And but you got to find a way to recharge. You know, like I said, some people take, like, you know, nice vacations. Some people just get away, get up in the cabin, you know, go close themselves up in the closet. You know, I don't know. What do you do to recharge your battery would be probably the question I'll pose to you. I'm just telling you what I do to recharge my battery. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with whatever you do. Some people go out and fish. Some people go out and, you know, drive cars, have a hobby, go hunting, fishing, boating, go on a cruise. You name it, folks do it. And you just got to have it. You do, as a coach, as an owner, as a player. You got to find yourself within yourself and come back ready to go. Because once we start up in January, like I told the ladies last week, I need 6 months of your life. 6 months from January to June. And after that, whatever happens, happens. If we make the playoffs, we make the playoffs. If we don't, we don't. But I need that commitment. So, again, use your time wisely. Use your time away from work wisely. And get out there and enjoy yourself. You know, just don't become a football rat, you know, a film rat like most of us out there are. You got to spend time away. And, again, even going on vacation to learn more football is getting away. Because, again, you get a new outlook on life. And that's how I see it. And like I said, I thought nothing but family this weekend. From Thursday, actually Wednesday, when we left out until this morning. And again, I owe it to my family. I owe it to everybody that I'm involved with. to put in that quality time. And like I said, I got a daughter 12 and I got a son that's 8. And they know I put in lots of work promoting women's football, just football period, coaching football, and things of that nature. So you want to keep the house balanced out. I mean, again, you had some coaches that just left out of the college scene. I mean, Urban Meyer, you know, was it because of burnout? He's only 46 years old. I mean, the cat's 6 years older than I am, you know. But he's in football 80 to 120 hours a week, easy. And that's during the off season. So you got to find peace within yourself. You got to find time, you know, away from this game. And like I said, hopefully you can get it done. It don't have to be as expensive as Disneyland. Oh, MG, Disneyland was off the hook, man. It was $100 a person to get up in there. That wasn't even talking about the $30 T-shirts and the $10 candy and the man. We spent probably about $1,000 easy. And that's just at Disneyland, you know, for a family of four. So it was off the chain, but it was off the hook. But boy, was it expensive. Wasn't like when I went there, you know, back when I was growing up. Everything's all updated and all, but it was good. It was good. So, again, look into yourself. Find out, you know, what you want to do outside of football, what relaxes you, and definitely recharge that battery, you know. I took a month off after the season was over where I didn't think about football, which was actually August. I started planning in September, you know, putting together who's coming back, who's not coming back. And once I realized that I was going to be behind the eight ball with the number of players coming back, I had to really grind it for the last 3 months to get a full roster right now. So I definitely owe this vacation to myself. You know, again, when you're grinding for 3 months just to get players, you know, again, some people thought that we were dead because my whole team left, but I got a roster of 47 people right now, and that's not bad at all at this point in time in the game, and more are coming. So, again, you put in the work, you put in the time, you put in the effort, you definitely owe yourself some relaxation time. So, again, you can always hit me up at the Women's Tackle Football Group .ning.com. You can hit me at Las Vegas Showgirls at yahoo.com. You can always call into the show, 347-826-7278. Don't forget to push one in pound. And let me know how you take time off. You know, what do you do to relax, to get away from football? You know, anytime, during the show, after the show, whatever, we'll hit it back. So, again, moving on, wet my whistle real quick, because, again, I'm dry back in the desert weather from the ocean weather. And it was beautiful out there. It was, what, high 85 degrees in Los Angeles, high 89 here in Vegas. A little different dry heat from Vegas in comparison to the ocean breeze. But for y'all that's on the East Coast, Midwest, I feel sorry for you. Woo! I seen some pictures on the Ning board, and I get frostbite just looking at it, you know? Frostbite just looking at it. But anyway, I'm not going to waste any more time on how I relax. Again, make sure that you take time off between the season to recharge that battery, because if you don't, you will run out of energy, you will burn out, and it's just not healthy, you guys. We in this game for the love of it, for the fun of it, and, you know, we ain't getting paid, but we sure stress out like everybody else do. But I don't want to be a Urban Meyer, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be a Shannon over at University of Miami, you know, stressing about my job and stuff like that. You know, football is a relief for me, and I love it. I get to leave my work at work and my problems at home by being out on the football field. Yes, 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 y'all. You're rocking four quarters with Coach Lee, y'all, and we're going to move on. Quarter number two. Quarter number two. Ah, funny situation took place. As you guys all know, I promote women's football. I promote football, period. And I get a lot of inquiries from magazine, newspapers, television, whatever. And they always come to me with slants on stories. I call them slants because they're ideas, basically, you guys. And I was approached by a magazine called Black Enterprise Magazine. For those who don't know what Black Enterprise Magazine is a magazine that concentrates on African American or on business owners. It don't matter what industry you're in. It's a black business magazine. And they were talking to me because I am an African American who owns the women's football team, and I have other business that I do. And my approach was, I mean, not my approach, their approach was, hey, hold on one second. All right, y'all, I got an emergency call coming. Hold on. All right, I'm back. Sorry about that. Thanks, DJ. Thanks, DJ. Thanks, DJ. Thanks. All right. Anyway, I was approached by one of the writers of that magazine because they've seen a bunch of stuff on Facebook about the Las Vegas Showgirl. They've seen the website. They saw some ESPN, and they were inquiring. They thought that I was the only African-American that owns a women's football team. I'm like, no. There's plenty of them out there, and, you know, I run a meme board. That I can just put an inquiry out there to find out. Again, for those who don't know, I just had the phone click over. BJ, can you hit me on the name board? Let me know if you can still hear me. Because it just clicked just now, and I'm not sure if I'm still on. All right, am I on? All right, cool. So anyway, gotcha. I went to the Ning board because, again, this is the number one networking board in women's football. This is where the good, the bad, the ugly is at, the learning, the information, or whatever. So I inquired, and let me go to my inquiry, because, again, it's been about 2 or 3 weeks. And I entitled it Black/African-American-owned teams. But, again, some of us out there still don't know if we want to be called black or African-American. That's just part of our society. So, again, we show. Either or, it doesn't matter. We know what we're talking about. But my question was, how many teams out there are Black/African-American owned? I asked the question because I have a contact at a major publication looking to do a story on women's football. I know of the following teams. And so I wind up going through, I listed teams that I knew of, such as my teams, the Showgirls, the LA Amazons, the Dayton Diamonds, the Silver State Legacy, the Zadico, the power, the energy, the list goes on and on and on, you guys. And, you know, it was amazing that I didn't realize that there was a small community out there of owners. And so, you know, people added the New England Nightmare. I wouldn't even thought about the New England Nightmare. Like I said, it doesn't matter one way or another. It was just a question posed. But as we got further and further along the thread, my man Douglas Franklin, and that's why I love the meme board, because again, it's used to express yourself, and like I said, if you're a real person, then that's fine. I have no problem about your opinion. You know, my opinion's out there because I'm telling you who I am, and that's just how I think, and that's how I roll. You can like it or don't like it, just like this show. It doesn't matter to me. The fact is, everyone out there has their own opinion. So Douglas, he's with the Indiana Speed, saying, why isn't the article being done on women's football in general? And he's talking about this is like racism, you know, to what benefit to mankind, black people in general, or women football, is this article going to provide? And, you know, I'm like, wow, some people just don't understand that every magazine is catered to a particular gender, a particular nationality, or a particular business/sport/whatever. Every magazine is. There is no generic magazine that's for all. Because, again, as a marketing person, you cannot create a magazine for all. It's going to slander. I ain't going to say slander. It's going to lean one way or another. You have a target market. Okay? And then shortly after that, we had Thomas O'Boyle, who said, wow, I actually agree with Doug. To be about the women who play or people who put all their money out of their own for no return. I'm trying to read this real quick. Again, I don't think they understood the question. They didn't see that I explained myself, that I have a black publication that are looking for black that want to do a story on women's football. This will happen to be on support black business men and women because that's the type of magazine it is. And, of course, I responded back. They said something about lack of respect, whatever. But anyway, I said, because it's not a sports magazine or a women's magazine, it's a national black business magazine that they want to know how many football teams are owned by black businessmen and women. Any press is good press for women's football. Again, the storyline is women's football, you guys. You got to understand that. It's another aspect of it. It's the owners of women's football teams is what they're asking. The more the merrier. You know, would I want the story to be just about the Las Vegas Showgirls? Yeah, I would love to, but, you know, that's not the type of person I am. I'm a sharing person. So if there's any other perspectives on other owners out there, then bring it on. But again, understand, it was that particular magazine, a black business magazine. And then we had another writer talk about that the writer had an idea for the article that they see fit. If this topic offends you, then don't read it, blah, blah, blah. Deanna is simply attempting to help with reaching out for the article, basically. I'm just paraphrasing real quick. You can go to the Women's Tackle Football Group.meme.com and go to this particular topic. But what I'm trying to get at is, yes, all I'm trying to do is help the writer with the research and find out, you know, how far they can expand this story. Because now they're not just thinking about, oh, one team owned by one African-American person in the city of Las Vegas. There's many teams out there with many owners in different regions of the country. Because, again, the magazine is a national publication. It's not like a regional or local or whatever. This is a national publication. But, again, a lot of people don't understand that there's such thing as a black business magazine. You know, and then, of course, you're going to have the response of, well, there's no white business magazine. We'll have to say, yes, there is. You know, Fortune 500 companies. Is catered to who? 400 to 500 companies that are what? Predominantly owned by Europeans or whites or whomever. Their focus is on what, though, is the main thing. It's not about the nationality of the business owner. It focuses on the top 500 companies in the world, be it who they are. But they have a focus again. You know, they're not micronizing it down. They're not. They're just saying, we want the top 500. We don't care who you are. The same thing with this magazine. They have a focus. Their focus is black business owners. You know, there's other magazines out there. I mean, we talk about music. We talk about all this other stuff. Because, again, the conversation got kind of lopsided later on through here. And, again, like I said, I let people express themselves. I don't have no problem with that as long as you're a real person. You know, hey, true colors will shine under any light, as I put it, you know. I don't have to respond to everybody that I don't agree with, you know, and that's part of the problem, too. Everybody feels their opinion is the best. If you state your opinion and that's it, you don't have to go back and keep on arguing. Just state your opinion and move on. You know, again, people are going to interpret it how they want to, how you want to, not necessarily how you want to. You know, so it wasn't coming off to be offensive. Throughout this article, it got that way. You know, again, for me, any press is good press for women's football. I don't care what the angle is. I don't care if they want to come at you because you're a white man, black man, white woman, bi, gay, you're a teacher, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer. It doesn't matter as long as the focus is in what? What are you trying to accomplish? Promoting women's football. That's the most important part. Because there are magazines, there are radio stations that cater to certain genders. I mean, listen to rock. Rock is it's heavily Eurocentric music. You go into then you go into heavy metal, that's a different genre of music. You got hip-hop, you got R&B. Even within the black culture, there's five different music categories that people will listen to that happen to be all African-American. You got jazz, you got blues, you got hip-hop, you got R&B, you know, you got radical, you got Caribbean music. Again, everything has, what I want to call it, everything has a category. It's just if you choose to indulge in that category. You know, as a smart person that I am, I get myself involved in a lot of things. You know, as far as different business magazines, I read. I don't read just the Fortune 500. Yes, I would love to be a Fortune 500 company, but the reality is what? I am a local regional businessman. So guess what? I need to get it associated with regional business associations. You know, be it the Asian Chamber of Commerce, because their money spent just as green as mine. If it's the local Chamber of Commerce, if it's the Black Chamber of Commerce, if it's the Women's Chamber of Commerce, you get what I'm getting at? Everything has a niche. It's niche marketing. We have a niche. What do we promote? We don't promote football. We emphasize what? Women's football, or the Women's Football League. So that's our niche. Guess what we got to do with our sponsors? We got to have a niche for them. You can't go to a Nike and say we cater to all, because that's not true. They want to know your demos, your demographics. Who are your demos? Majority women, ages what? 18 to 35? What's the income? They want it broken down to, well, what kind of income these people are bringing in? So, again, I get upset, but, again, I don't express myself on the Ning board on how super happy or upset I am. Again, the Ning board for me is really an informational board. It's to get past the information out to you and let you pick and choose what you want to take out of it, okay? So, again, as this article went through, they were in agreement, yes, the writer has an idea for an article to continue the exploitation of race differences. No, that's somebody who doesn't understand the fact that you don't understand race differences. You know, again, a little background on me, you guys. I am a double major. I'm a marketing major. I am also a Black Studies major, so I'm a history buff. I love history. I love the study of people, okay, and psychology. Okay, I have a minor in psychology and recreation, sports. Yeah, I took advantage of my school. Yes, I it took me 8.5 years to finish school, but you know what? I finished. Double major, double minor. So, again, these things I love dealing with. I read into what people are trying to say and still don't understand. Again, it's saying that this is racism and that we're exploiting and separating, and it was even a reference for the KKK in this. And I'm like, wow, how can we go from football to ownership to an article to the KKK? Oh, that's way left. That's way left. You know what I'm saying? The fact is, you have to educate yourself and understand that there is differences between all of us. It don't matter which race, nationality you are. We're all different. And we have to accept that we are all different. We all have a niche that we can bring to the table. You know, I think it was what else is on here? Let me just continue real quick. Because, again, like I said, I'm just getting back from Disneyland, and I'm just reading through this, and I'm at Disneyland getting all these things, and I just start laughing because I'm like, wow, people really have turned this around to inquisitive questions so that an article can be written about women's football that just so happened to have another stance of, hey, look how many of the team members owners are of African-American descent, you know. And again, where did it go? Again, I try to hit back to, again, I'm not doing the story. So, again, this is not me doing the story. The editor called me and asked a question regarding ownership. You know, I'm just trying to give them facts. Again, that's what we have to do. If a newspaper came to your team and said, how many fans you have to your game, you can't tell them that you average 1,500. You got to tell them the truth. Give them data. They want data so that the story can be accurate. Okay? So that's what we're doing. We're collecting data. That's what the networking board is all about. It's about collecting data, okay? And then Holly Curtis from up north here in Portland, she responded, regardless of whether they take an angle on African-American coaches or not, they would have to do some background information on the league and football to supplement the angle. Therefore, I don't personally think it matters what angle they take. That's not the issue. If anything, it would be bode well for the sport to show a strong African-American showing and would probably help some support. Yes, it will. Again, there's a lot of business owners out there that don't even know that women's football exists. You know? Me being an African-American man, do you think I just go to the African-American neighborhood to solicit sponsorship and think they're going to give it to me just because I'm black? No. They're going to give it to me because I'm a good business person with a great idea that has fans that come to the game, that have customers that come to the store. If I did that, then I'm going to eliminate a lot of other people out there. You know, if you look at my team, my team is of all nationalities. And I tell everybody to go out and recruit. Go out and get sponsors. And what do you know, most of us are going to get sponsors from where? From people that we feel what? Comfortable with. Who do we feel comfortable with? People who look like us. That's just the reality of the world. I'm a realist. You know? I'm just able to go anywhere. And I can talk it up anyway. You know? I can go into the hood and be as good as I want to be. And I can go up as high as I want in the corporate ladder and talk as topper as I want to. That's up to me. That's just my upbringing. That's just how I have to be in order to get what I want, you know. So, again, she brought up some that, you know, basically I look at the bigger picture, and that's what I am. I'm a big picture watcher. I'm not narrow-minded. I see more than just what you see right there. You know what I'm saying? I see more than what you see. Hold on one second. I want to see if anybody's on the meeting board because I'm actually in the discussion page real quick. So, again, you got to see the big picture, folks. You can't be so narrow-minded that you just see, oh, that's just one angle. That's just one angle. It's more than one angle. And as the writer gets more in-depth in what's going on, the picture gets bigger, bigger, and bigger. Okay? So, again, the meme board definitely shows a lot of things on how people think. Like I said, I'm not trying to change your train of thought. I'm just trying to open you up to a whole new world, just like Disneyland. It's a whole new world, you know. And I guess some of the people were talking about, well, what happened in the past is what happened in the past, because there was a comment or two that was referring to slavery and how it was reverse racism because there's a United Negro College Fund, there's a Black Chamber of Commerce. And again, if you do history, the reason why those organizations were created, just like they were black colleges, because they weren't allowed to. And yes, I understand today's world. You can go to other schools now. You can get other types of scholarships. You don't have to get just United Negro College Fund, you know. You don't have to. But in sports, you can just look at as recently as in the 60s, Bear Bryant and the SEC allowing black players to come in and play after they got beat up by USC. I mean, this is our generation, you guys. This ain't like 100 years ago we talking. You know what I'm saying? We're talking just a few years ago. You know, everybody's not comfortable. You know, we have another person here that talked about, this is Coach Mack. And like I said, I'm not disrespecting what they're talking about. Well, actually, no, let me back up a little bit because Frank Cook, you know, while we're at it, why not write something on the European Americans or the Jews or the Christians that play for own teams? It seems to me that the magazine is targeting race and not helping themselves out or their readership when it comes to targeting specific races. Why not write about owners and players that have dedicated efforts to promote the sport in women's football and keep the race angle out of it? The color of our team does not make one individual more unique than the other. I understand what Frank is talking about. But again, are there such things as Christian magazines? Are there Jewish magazines? You get what I'm getting at? It could be that, if those particular magazines had an interest in football. But maybe those Jewish athletes and coaches or those Christian athletes and coaches aren't promoting it within that community. You see what I'm saying? Each one out here must promote it to where they feel comfortable at. And as you bring in more of these people, then yes, you can be colorblind. And I got later on down in it too, that, you know, the ideal world is colorblind. Again, another Disney thing. you know, World of Color. I just saw a 45-minute water show. World of Color. It looked great. All the colors all together in harmony, dancing and moving and shaking and baking. The reality is we haven't gotten there. That's where we want to go. But, you know, it takes time. But everybody has a different angle. Everybody on your team has a different person that they can go to that sponsors. Somebody might work for UPS. And UPS, the only reason why they know is because they got a player on the team that's come to them. Is that being racist? Is that being selective? Is that being selective? Yes, because that's my connection. I don't have a connection at FedEx. So I use the means that I do have. That's what we have to understand. You got to use the means that you have. You can't just be up there all wishing upon a star. No. You know, you just can't do it. That's like me going down to Mexico. I understand Spanish, but I can't speak Spanish. So guess what? I have to have an interpreter. I got to have somebody, a middle person, that's going to help me get around. That's what each of us are. Everybody has a uniqueness about themselves and come from unique places. Some advantage, some disadvantage. And you need both to understand where you really stand. So, again, this conversation, I can get deep into it, but I just want to hit the surface because, again, it bothers me and it doesn't bother me. It bothers me that we're still in this, why are you going to that angle? Nobody said that it's going to be derogatory towards anybody else that is not of African-American descent. It's just another category. Another group of people who don't know that women's football exists. You know, if that's the case, let's take the label women's off of football and just promote football. What's the image you're going to get? You're going to get men in pads hitting each other. That's why we categorize it as what? Women's football. Come on, educate yourself, everybody. Come on. It ain't hard. It's not hard, but you have to understand what we're trying to do. How come we can't get big sponsors? Because big sponsors don't know who we are. That's why we can't get a big sponsor. I keep saying that every show, but that's the response. And the attitude that we have is, you know, this. Can't we all just get along? You know, can't we all just get along? You know, the frame comes back. Every business owner has struggles, and these hurdles are not unique in any particular race or gender. And he's responding to something else. Again, we all have unique struggles. And sometimes, for some of us, the uniqueness is race and gender. We wouldn't have a women's movement of the 20s if it wasn't about gender. We wouldn't have a movement in the 60s if it wasn't about race. So again, we all have our unique struggles. Women's sports is the most deprived of all. Name one sport out there for women that is just kicking butt. Well, I can name one. Tennis. But only a select few of those who are making money doing that. Okay? It just is. Again, it's comments on here that I will not repeat. But again, I just want to hit on these things. You know, some people are glad that they have the same interest in common, which is great. Let's see what it's saying here. It says, thank you, Frank, for taking a stand alongside of me, my original quote for this discussion. Further, I don't agree with the black community supporting entities exploiting black class white separation ideas. Dr. Martin Luther King preached equality and colorblindness, yet at almost every turn, the black community separates itself from other races. Let's not encourage this racism. We as a group would say far more towards race unity by declining to participate in the articles than exploiting our fellow team owners. This was one right here. What if the KKK wanted to do an article on white team owners? Would any press is any press good press applied? How is this being a black team owner relevant to anything? This is women's football, not black, white, orange, purple, based on sport. We are expected the creation of a black women's football league? Well, in a sense, it already has been. We couldn't play Major League Baseball, so we had to play what? Negro League. We couldn't go to white colleges, so we had to go to what? Black colleges. So yes, they already been started. You know, again, race is a touchy issue, and I understand that. Does it belong in sports? Yes and no. The only way that you understand is through sports. You know, you don't see. I just use Michael Vick for a good example because he's making a big statement right now. When he came out, he was just a black quarterback that can run. When he got in trouble, he just became an average black man that was in trouble. When he got out of jail and came back, now he's becoming a great quarterback. Now people don't want to see his color when he's doing good. You know, and that's just the society. Have there been people fired from ESPN or talk radio for making racist comments? Yes, they have been. You know, we don't refer to Tom Brady as a great white quarterback. We just say he's a great quarterback. So, again, we still have our implications of implying race attached to players. We don't call any of the good running backs, oh, that's a great black running back. No. We already feel that they're a good running back. We don't have to apply race to it. But, again, people put race involved because two things. One, they don't know any better. And two, that's the only way they can explain it, is by using race. You know, because, again, some people have an image of certain people, and that's how they've been taught. Be it good, bad, or ugly. Just like this show, the good, the bad, the ugly. But you have to educate yourself and understand. And like I said, sometimes true colors come out on chat boards. True colors come out on shows like this one. You're not going to agree, but you're not going to disagree. You know? And I'm trying to be on the fence with this, and I hate being on the fence. I like to be on one side or the other. I'm pro whatever, as long as it's beneficial to everybody. But once it starts saying, you can't be in here, you can't do this, you can't drink out of that, you got to sit over here, you can't apply for this, your job is not going to get you this far, then that's when I have an issue. In this day in society, we cover up those things. We're not as open as we used to be in the 50s and 60s about what your race relations are. Hell, we can't even talk about who you vote for president. You know, our president right now is the black president. He's not just President Obama. He's the black one. That's how he's referred to by a majority of all Americans. Why? Because that's the uniqueness. It has not been one. There never was supposed to be one in my day and age, let alone when my great-grandmother, my grandmother, skin it happened. I know this is, I'm going off on a tangent. I'm sorry, y'all. But again, race relations, yes, we need much improvement. You know, gender relations, we need much improvement. There's women out here that play football that's the only reason why they talk to men, because they're man-haters, is because they want to learn the game. Once they learn the game, they move on and move them out. You know, I know that. I've seen it. You know, do I agree with it? No. But it happens. I work with it, work within it. You know, I don't dislike them no more than before I knew them. But the fact is, that's what it is. So, again, when we talk about race, racism is a very touchy subject. People are going to jump on one side of the fence or the other. There's not going to be anybody in the middle. Yes, we should be colorblind, but the reality is some people aren't. And when we talk to each other, as long as we have a mutual respect for each other, that's all that matters. As long as the common goal is to promote football, then let's do it. If there's a certain angle because of a particular magazine or a particular radio station or a particular newspaper or a television station, then we have to accept that angle and make it as positive as we can. No different than the ESPN piece on Las Vegas Showgirls. We wanted it to be a positive influence on the football. You know, we didn't say that the other teams were sorry, that we were the best, or that this is the best football player in the United States. We didn't eliminate nobody. We gave the general overall story of women's football struggle. And that's what you have to understand. There is struggle in everything that we do. And once we go beyond that, heck, we can move forward. But anyway, wow, time is flying. I didn't mean to speak as long as I did on that subject, but you know what? It's something that needs to be talked about. You know, gender equity needs to be talked about. How women are treated on the football field needs to be talked about. Men on the football field and how they're treated need to be talked about. If we don't talk about it, we're just going to, you know, be like a box of TNT, and eventually the spark's going to hit it and it's going to blow up. And it's going to get out of hand. But you need to deal with it beforehand and then move on. Speaking of moving on, it is, what, a quarter till? BJ, is there anybody on the line? If there's anybody on the line, they can add into it again. You can dial in 347-826-7278. You can speak on it. You can do what you want to do. Again, if you're scared to speak on it, then that's part of the problem. If we can't come into the same room, same form, part of the problem. But I do see some folks over in the Ning board. Who we got in the Ning board? We got Biker, what's that, Biker Ant? Biker Nance, my bad, BJ, Casey, Food, Lacey, Lone Star, Mark, Samantha, and WSFL. Again, you know, I'm going to go back a little bit and see what we got going on. This team that's being discriminated on not being in the league because they're close in the same city or in the same state, same town. So, again, well, let's not talk about race relations when we can't even relate to teams within a 20, 30, 40-mile radius of each other and talking about let's get along. So I am going to move on. Let me see what else is happening on the Ning board because I haven't been on here since Wednesday. That would be my next discussion. Let's see here. I'll talk about that next week. Let me see if there's stuff about that. Again, you know, people have their own opinions. And as long as they're putting their name out there, they're entitled to their opinion. It's up to you to agree or disagree. You don't have to. You can if you want to. But I don't see any slander in what Nance has talked about. Again, I think she's just bringing up some issues of what's going on. Some people are taking offense to it. Again, you have the opportunity to defend yourself. But I personally didn't see or don't hear of anything where she's just pointing a particular person out for any particular reason, and she's been very generic. No different than I am on this show. Like I said, I'm loved and hated on the show, but hey, that's what happens sometimes. Another topic that was brought up, I don't think anybody really talked about it, but it was the Lingerie Football League on CSI. Brought up by my girl, I think it was Jennifer King that brought this up. And she was talking about, has anyone seen that episode of CSN or CSI New York when the star lingerie football player was killed in the locker room? She started laughing, blah, 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 blah. It did get a lot of press. Of course, the league is ridiculous, but there are some good athletes that play. We all in agreement to that. The show was a little cheesy, but brought awareness to the sport. My question is, how can tackle football players bring awareness to the sport individually, which can bring awareness to each individual team and league? I feel that the need to do more to promote instead of depending on ownership. Any thoughts? Again, it's funny that we get different topics up here and people pick and choose. Again, they're selective in their thinking, selective in their choosing of what they want to talk about. But how can we individually bring awareness to our teams and to the league, i.e., the Lingerie League did. And I actually posted up the actual clip. I think the clip is actually about 6 or 7 minutes. Actually, it's 4 minutes and 43 seconds long. I got it off of YouTube. As you guys know, I get all over YouTube and try to find things as fast as I can. But again, what can we do as individuals? The first thing I always tell my players is tell your family and friends about the team. Don't be ashamed if you play football. And then go outside of that base. Go to your community. You know, wear your uniform, wear your jersey, pass out flyers, pass out magazines. Again, it's up to the owners and coaches to get the leaflets and stuff together. But again, as a player and as an individual, you can go within your inner circle. Most of us are on Facebook. You know, most of us got at least 100 friends. Promote it. Talk about it. Talk about what you're doing. Talk about your dreams of playing football. Do the things that will definitely help get the word out and have them promote it as well. If you're not excited about playing football, then how can you expect your family, your friends, and your coworkers to be excited? Outside of your coworkers, go to your company and see, do they have any sports programs, if they have any possible marketing opportunities, any, I would say scholarships, but I wouldn't say scholarships, but donations is the next thing you can do. Then outside of that, you can go within your community and talk to some of the businesses that you actually go and buy products from and see, are they willing to market themselves within your program magazines and stuff like that. As individuals, you can get on the internet and whatever news that you watch every night. Is it Eyewitness News? Is it NBC News? Is it Fox News? And find out who the sports anchors are, or who the anchors of the news telecast are, and let them know that you play football. That they know there's a football team in town that is looking for exposure. That there's some great women and men that are a part of those organizations. So again, we're using the micro aspect of it and making it macro by going from in and then going out. Once you get beyond that, again, you got local newspapers, local magazines, local chamber of commerce. And you're just getting it bigger and bigger and bigger. We don't know what each of us can do unless we ask each other what we can do. And if the ownership is not asking other players to do it, then they don't know. If the players aren't asking the owners, what can they do to help get the word out? Then how would other people know? So, again, it's just a matter of being proud of what you're doing, getting the tools to go out and promote what you're doing, and then going and making it happen. Again, in our situation, we have some girls who have some nice connections but don't know how to close a deal or don't know what to say. And we ask them to, you know, pass that information on to us, and we will follow through and try to close the deal for them, set up a meeting with the owners or managers or the marketing people, marketing reps, and see what we can get done. Or there's somebody on your team that might be in that line of business that can put together a marketing packet or a program. So, again, as individuals, there's a lot of things that you can do. As individual teams, there's a lot that you can ask of your teammates outside of money, because we all ask for money to promote the team. So that's a few things that just come out of my mind as that question was asked. And, again, the episode of CSI New York was a good insight, a good marketing tool. And you have millions of people who saw women play, you know, lingerie football. Now, do they think it's real? I don't know. That's the thing about it. You know, people think that this story is made up. It's up to the league to follow through and continue to promote. Say, hey, we were on CSI, no different than, say, Las Vegas Showgirls being on ESPN, you know, promoting women's football. It takes each and every one of you guys to help promote that and pass that on, because that is a reflection of all the teams out there. So, again, use the tools that are provided by the teams that are out there to promote women's football, be it another team or not. The fact is, it's women's football. It's our product. Let's see. Also on deck, we got Bill. I'm just seeing this. Uh-oh, messed up. Bill started the conversation talking about next season will be here soon. I suspect that a lot of you are like me, and when women's football ends in the spring, you go into your youth high school and football, fall football. I find that coaching in the spring helps me in the fall just as much as coaching in the fall helps me in the spring. Anyway, this weekend, fall football ends for me, and my only true football break until spring football starts will be between Christmas time. Both my youth teams play for the league titles on Saturday, blah, blah, blah. Let me keep on going. Those of you looking for great topics with a huge variety of topics you need to check out. Okay, basically what he was doing is passing on some information on where you can get some more football knowledge. You can go to Nike Coach of the Year, 21 clinics in 19 states, and he has an email address at NikeCoFootball.com. That's NikeCoFootball.com. Then you got Glazer clinics.com, which is 30 clinics all over the country. And, yes, that ties into, like I said, that's where the concept and idea of the Women's Football Camp and Conference came along, was because, again, as we go back to quarter number two, when we talk about isolation and stuff like that, again, the Nike Football Camp is not for women. The Glacier Football Camp is not for women to go there and learn to get better outside of being a coach. That's why the Women's Football Camp and Conference was decided. So, again, it's not racist. It's not racism. It's categorizing your target market is what they're doing. You know, Nike makes money off of boys playing football because they have dreams of playing in the pros. They're the ones that go out to buy the jerseys of the guys that play pro football. They're the ones that care about wearing Nike. They're the ones that are going to buy cleats at age 7 to 17. That's what? 10 pairs of cleats that a family's going to buy for a kid who's playing football. Right now, women's football, we don't have that. We got soccer. So, again, other coaches out there are seeing the fact that you need to get out. You need to go out and learn. You need to get better at your craft. You need to put the word out that women do play football. Again, when I attend those camps and clinics, I got video on me. And I'm showing coaches that women can throw the ball, women can run the ball, women can hit. You know, but if I'm not comfortable with it, then those people that coach football wouldn't even know that women's football exists. So, again, be comfortable within yourself to promote what we're doing, and everything else will take care of itself. At this moment, that is it. That is all that I have for this evening. We have four quarters of Coach Lee each and every Monday night here on Blog Talk Radio. BJ, I don't know if there's anybody online. Just give me another shout-out just to see. If there's anybody that wants to talk about any of the topics that we talk about tonight, all right, they just listening. Hey, to each their own, they can listen as they get going here. I know there was a bunch of tryouts this weekend. Some of you coaches out there, you know, please drop a line on the Ming board. I like to give a recap on how things are going. What are the possibilities of playing some preseason games out there? I know a lot of people are asking about that. Again, use the Ming board to your advantage. Set it up. It has an events page that if you're looking for teams, you can make an announcement. I have no problem blasting your email out or your information out of what you want to get across to everybody. So, again, use the Ming board to your advantage. You know, post more topics, post more events. Again, the more the merrier. Invite more people to the Ming board. Again, this is for players, coaches, owners, and fans of the game. So don't limit yourself. Don't limit yourself. So we are about to finish up this show. It is about that time. I'm looking at about 3 minutes still. And there's the music right there. So again, for those who want to know, if you always do this at Los Angeles, at Yahoo.com, you can reach me at my phone at 703-764-8877. You can even link for it. Again, we just keep it every Monday. We talk about
better get some dead on up, hustler of culture, snake bitten, thought that they're falling off. Known as fair square throughout my years.